A special enrollment period for health insurance during the coronavirus pandemic is about to end in Washington State. Those who are uninsured have until tomorrow to choose a plan. Joining me live to talk about this is Michael Marchand, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. Michael, why was the special enrollment period needed?
Yeah, we opened the special enrollment period in March to coincide with the state of emergency because we know that people who didn't have insurance were unlikely to seek testing or health services if they fell ill. And that result would be bad, not just for the individual, but for their households and also for the community and the state at large.
So who is eligible to apply during this period?
This special enrollment period is specifically for people who didn't get health insurance for 2020 during the last open enrollment period. Other qualifying events open another special enrollment period. So if people are thinking about household income changes or loss of job, those things would open a special enrollment period outside of this one that we have currently.
How has the response been for this special enrollment period? How many people have signed up?
Yeah, since March 10th, nearly 7,000 uninsured Washington residents have come through and gotten COVID-19 special enrollment period coverage. Additionally, we've seen another 12,500 people come in with special enrollment period because of qualifying life events like reduction of hours or loss of job.
What other actions has the exchange and your partners taken during the pandemic?
We've done a number of steps have been taken, including we're continuing Medicaid coverage for all those who have been up for renewal, as well as the Office of the Insurance Commissioner has waived copays and deductibles for any consumer requiring testing for coronavirus.
Yeah, I was going to ask about testing there. What can you tell us a little bit more about what is covered there regarding COVID-19 tests?
It's anything required as part of the testing, the copays and deductibles. Also, if an insurer doesn't have enough medical providers in its network to provide testing or treatment for COVID-19, they must allow customers to be treated by another provider within a reasonable distance. So that and that would be at no additional cost either.
All right, Michael, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Kirsten.
Michael Marchand is the Chief Marketing Officer for the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. A special enrollment period for health insurance during the pandemic ends tomorrow.